And welcome back, folks, to the Business Expo 2025 presented by Leather and Lace Events at the Braselton Civic Center. I have with me the Grace Reed. Grace, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fantastic. We're talking about the A.J. Donahue Foundation. That's you.
That is me. It's my whole family.
Your whole family?
Yeah.
Are they here?
Not today.
Not today. They let you out alone?
I know. Why'd they do that?
Wow. No, that's all right. You're hanging out with me all day. It's cool. I'll keep an eye on you. What is the A.J. Donahue Foundation? Talk to me.
So the A.J. Donahue Foundation was started after my oldest brother, A.J., passed away 19 years ago. He was diagnosed with cancer at 16, passed away at 18. He was given 3 months to live, and during those 3 months, he decided to raise $50,000 for the hospital that we attended in Jacksonville, Florida. We managed to sell stickers and T-shirts, and we made $50,000. It's been 19 years. And we have now raised $950,000.
How much?
$950,000.
Wow.
All for childhood cancer. It's all run by my family, so all the money goes to the donations. We have one more fundraiser on the 4th of October to get our last $50,000 to get us to $1
million. $1 million.
$1 million raised and donated.
I bet you don't stop there.
I don't think we will.
I bet you don't.
But we're hoping to get that $1 million before our 20th anniversary.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool. But now, I believe you're responsible. You've built satellite locations. What am I trying to say? Satellite something.
So we grew up in South Georgia in Brunswick. And when he was diagnosed, we could either drive 5 hours north to Emory or 1 hour south in Jacksonville to Wolfson's Children's Hospital. After he passed, we're not the only family struggling with that down there. So we worked with Southeast Georgia Health Systems and Wilson's Children's Hospital to create a satellite office so you could get telehealth. So if you have a young child who's going through cancer treatments and they have an emergency, they can go there and get treatment and telehealth with them in Wilson's instead of having to drive the whole hour down there.
I hear you. That sounds very impressive.
It is.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, how many members of the family is there?
Two older brother and one younger brother, and my father and mother are the immediate. My uncle also is our treasurer. So it's all of our extended family here. And we now live in North Georgia, but we still
now you're
South
up
Georgia.
Here with us.
Yeah, we moved up
I'm
here.
I'm glad you're up here.
Yeah.
How are you enjoying the expo?
It's been fun. We've never done this one before. So first time here, but we're loving it.
It's been busy all day.
Yeah. It's on the calendar for next year if they get me a date.
Hey now. Yeah. She's coming back, folks. How do the folks learn more about A.J. Donahue Foundation?
You can go to ajdonahuefoundation.com or just type in A.J. Donahue. It's D-O-N-O-H-U-E. I know for some of you out there, remember who Phil Donahue was.
Do you know who that is?
So it's a different spelling, but yeah, you can just Google us. We're on Facebook as well, and you can find links to our information.
Very nice. Well, young lady, thank you so much for coming by the table.
Thank you.
And folks, we'll be back to the Business Expo 2025 presented by Leather and Lace Events at the Braselton Civic Center.